the people that invested volunteer time for the Klobuchar and Babadook campaign? I'm not talking about paid volunteers. I'm talking about volunteers. What about the people that threw however many tens of millions of dollars at the Babadook and the Klobuchar campaign? Especially as far as Klobuchar is concerned, because she was polling double digits in South Carolina. She might have come in third. She probably would have beaten Pocahontas. Probably would have been Bernie, Amy, or Biden, Amy, one of the two. I'm sorry, Biden, Bernie, Amy, or Biden, Amy, Bernie. But these people had constituencies. They had raised funds, tens of millions of dollars. And on the eve of one of the specific purposes that you were raising money for, you yank out of the race? What do you tell the people that supported you? I made a mistake. Yeah, I didn't mean to accept that $13 million from you. Sorry. Yeah, I was always a stooge for Creepy Joe. I was going to do it anyway. I'd do it today. This is like showing up for the Super Bowl and going like, I don't think we can beat those guys. Hey, I don't think we can beat those guys. We can't beat those guys. Why don't we quit? Why don't we forfeit? This is a good old-fashioned coup. Now, here's my question. For how long did the Democrat Party know that they were going to execute this? Because you'll remember after Iowa, after he got clobbered in Iowa, when that guy stuck the microphone in Biden's face and he told him, get that microphone out of my face, man. And at the same press conference, and he told them, man, I'm not worried about this. After New Hampshire, he didn't even go to New Hampshire. I'm not worried about this. There's a lot of campaigning left to do. In other words, he knew that South Carolina was coming up. And he also knew the Super Tuesday was coming up. And that the coup to take out his competition and basically hand him a tie ball game on Super Tuesday. So the way it stands right now is 379 Biden, 322 Grandpa Stalin. I'm not sure what states are coming up next, but Biden's near complete sweep of the South. At least we can say one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if Mr. Ricardo Barrit is listening, Texas went for Biden. Now, you may think, Mr. Church, please, we're pulling back from the edge of the precipice. At least we didn't go for the communists. Yeah, but on the final day of the campaigning, Creepy Joe brought Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke to his campaign event. He was all meth head, sweated out, as he usually is, screaming and hollering, jumping up on chairs and what have you. What you missed is that Creepy Joe said, I'm not done with this guy. How do we win? How do we win? We got gun stuff to do. That's my guy to do gun stuff. What did Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke promise the people of Texas? I'm going to take your guns. I'm going to take all of them. You're not going to get to keep any of them. We know that Grandpa Stalin is an arch gun grabber. So 75% of Texas Democrats put their ballots, place their ballots with gun banners. Now, they don't mince words. They don't talk about, no, we need red flag laws and all. No, we're going to have confiscation. We're coming to your house to get them. 75% of Texan Democrats said yes. That's a frightening thought. Now, I'm of the belief that will never happen in Texas because those cowards, those libtard cowards, would never actually go through with it. And if they tried, they would find out that the Dwayne Stovalls of Texas are not going to just let you come into my house and take my weapons. And they might find out the hard way. But having said that, 75% of Texas Democrats are gone. minds blown and wiped clean. That's one takeaway. Mrs. O'Connell was queuing some audio up in there. By the way, congratulations to our friend Dwayne Stovall and his second display of gallantry and courage in taking on the Republican establishment of Texas and running against John Cornyn. Unfortunately, Dwayne was only able to garner 12% of the vote, but that's more than he got last time. He got 150,000 votes last time he was in a primary against Cornyn 6 years ago. This time, 220,000. So 220,000 Texas Republicans said, we're kind of tired of you, John Cornyn. We're going to send Dwayne Stovall to the Senate. So nothing to hang your head in shame about, Dwayne. Another great campaign. 220,000 votes in Texas. I think that is a grand accomplishment. And he does it the old-fashioned way. He gets in his truck and he drives county to county and he campaigns. He meets people. I say this about Dwayne. Cornyn may have gotten the votes, but Dwayne Stovall is probably the most well-known, famous little R Republican in the state of Texas today. And that's a good thing. Okay, you got audio for me, Ms. O'Connell? I see you getting excited and champing at the bit in there. What, is this a Biden promising to get the... I got a place for you. You know the thing.
I want to make something clear. I'm going to guarantee this is not last year's seat of this guy. You're going to take care of the gun problem with me. You're going to be the one who leads this effort. I'm counting on you. We need you badly. The state needs you. The country needs you. You're the best. Thank you.
I'll count on you. Wait, see how similar him and Weinbach.
I want you to help me with this gun problem.
I'm counting on you to help me with this, you know, the thing. By the way, another campaign news, while the Biden coup was being perpetrated by the Democrat Party, with 100% of the vote of reporting votes in Oklahoma, Don John of Manhattan, at Real Donald Trump, has received over 270,000 votes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a primary where he really doesn't have a challenger. No Republican actually has to go out to the polls and vote. The president has not only surpassed his own vote total of 130,267 votes in 2016, he has over quadrupled the vote totals received by President Obama, 59,577, and President Bush in 2004, 64,389. Now, I keep telling people that sleeping beast that was the middle class American hath been awakened. They see the burn on the rise. They see the rise of Grandpa Stalin. They hear Pocahontas Warren and all these other lunatics running around talking about putting Black and Decker drill bits in the back of live babies' heads. They see the rainbow flag, the Rainbow Purification League hysteria everywhere. They see children being forcibly medicated and castrated and every other manner of mutilation visited upon them with the parents not able to do a darn thing about it. And they're not going to take it. They're not going to take it. They're showing up at these MAGA rallies in larger numbers than any of the Democrats, if you put all their crowds together, can generate. You know what would be interesting to see? Let me see. I had the Politico open earlier. What was creepy Joe Biden's total in Oklahoma? I'm just to compare, because he won Oklahoma handily. And you can get all these statistics. By the way, our chat room is open, crusadechannel.com/chat. If you're listening, just going like, dang it, I can't see any of this. Yes, you can. Go to the chat room. Yes, go to the chat room. That's right. Dang it, I can't see any of this. crusadechannel.com/chat. What's the oh, you put it in. Okay, I'm still looking at Richard Walters. So, and, well, that's by percent. I want the total amount of votes that creepy Joe Biden received in Oklahoma. He got 38.7% of the vote. I want to know how many votes that 38.7% is.